What's going on, Blood God? This is Eric. Kat and Nadia are out this week. As we have said before, this is an off week for Acts of the Blood God. Everybody's taking a little bit of a breather after a pretty hectic start to the year. But don't worry, we still have an episode here for you. We are going to be airing the audio from the panel that we hosted at PAX East 2023, aka the Ultimate RPG Draft, in which myself, Kat, Nadia, Michael Hyam, and Scott White tried to concoct the greatest RPGs we could with the bones and pieces of other RPGs in a fantasy football style format. We hope y'all enjoy, and we'll catch you for the first episode back, I guess, next week. But until then, take care, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep the Blood God in your hearts.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
I don't think so. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Done, Ben.
Hello.
Welcome to the Ultimate RPG Draft, PAX East 2023. How y'all feeling? We feeling good? Is everyone hydrated? Is everyone feeling, it's day three. Like, anybody else just feeling it today? It's just me? Okay, good. We are Acts of the Blood God and friends. We're going to go down the table real quick, but I am Eric Van Allen, one of the high priestesses of the Blood God.
Hi, I'm Kat Bailey, and I'm the host of Acts of the Blood God, and I work for IGN, and I'm on Nintendo Voice Chat.
Hi, I'm Nadia Oxford. I also am a co-host on Acts of the Blood God, and I do a bunch of stuff in the background that is legal, I swear to God.
My name is Scott White. I host another RPG podcast, RPG University, and I write for a bunch of sites, so hello.
What's up, y'all? I'm Michael Hyam. You know what time it is. I was at GameSpot for many years. I was at Fanbyte before that motherfuckers kicked me out. Rest in peace. But now you can catch me on various hit video game websites such as IGN, GameSpot, Polygon, Ars Technica, and you can find me on video if you want to see me there on Giant Bomb. Kind of funny and min-max right
great,
now.
Great British Bake Off.
He's in demand.
Yeah. I'm in demand. Hey, listen, I'm a free agent, so if any of y'all got money, let me know what's up.
Well, today we are doing the Ultimate RPG Draft. That is where we are going to draft games to fill each category to make the greatest RPG that each one of us can. Now, there are some rules to this draft. We will each pick a game to fill one of each of the following categories: party, villain, world, music, combat, mini game, and mascot character. Of course. That last one, by the way, we're going to limit that to the series, so I don't want everyone on here picking Final Fantasy just to get a chocobo. All right. We'll each have 1 minute on the clock to choose our pick to make the greatest that we can. If no pick is made, the audience will choose one for you. You will just shout it at me, and I'll pick the one that sounds funniest. You only get that one part of the game. So if you choose Final Fantasy VII for protagonist, you only get Cloud. That doesn't mean you suddenly get Sephiroth and the music and all that. No game may be picked twice. That is the big twist of this. So yes, there will be some stealing of video games up on here. That will be fun. At the end, we will determine a winner by arbitrary metric. Applause. Of course, we'll all get a chance to pitch the RPG that we have built and try to sell ourselves as best we can. The draft order is going to start at the end of the table. Eric, pick us. Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that. So we'll start with Hyam down there, and it'll snake back and forth. Any other rules Eric forgot will be invented on the spot to maintain professionalism, of course. Is everyone on the panel feeling ripe and ready for this?
How are we handling Final Fantasy 14? Sorry.
14, we're just going to consider that one big old video game.
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah, because I'm not playing the game of like who's in the cast of Endwalker.
You have to play A Realm Reborn. So you have to put that in there too. You have to
include that. Yeah.
Do we have to do 1.0 though? Pre-realm.
No, that's in there too.
It's all okay. Of it. 1.0 is part of Final Fantasy 14.
Yoshi P, where are you?
That also means that the Cyberpunk that couldn't play on PS4 is also part of this. Without further ado, let's get ready to rumble. I'm going to swap over to our little view here of our little draft board that I made in Excel.
Mel Kiper has Sephiroth at number one.
we were talking about having a mock draft to go off of. Audience, what game do you think is going to go first? Just shout it at me. Seven. Chrono Trigger. Okay.
Viva Pinata. Okay. Yes.
Well, we're going to find out because first up on the clock, drafting right now is Michael Haim. You may make a selection. You got 1 minute.
All right. Damn. Okay, I got 1 minute to think about this.
No pressure.
Best game ever, I hear.
Babylon's Fall for straight up gameplay. No. Hell no. It's tough because I think music is very important, and that's what I want to take first. But again, there's also a lot of choices for music. But this is tough. It's tough in the streets, yo.
Tough on the streets, man.
Remember, you're drafting first, but then it comes all the way back around.
I know.
So snake draft strategy here.
30 seconds remaining.
30 seconds. All right. Pick is in.
Pick is in.
So since y'all said Final Fantasy 14, I'm taking the whole damn thing.
Oh, you bastard.
With the first pick in the draft of the 2023 RPG draft, Michael Haim selects Final Fantasy 14 for music. Ooh. Hey, give it up. Give me all the expansion packs.
Do we have Naoki Yoshida here to accept the? Do we have put a cap on and everything? That's Haim Enterprises.
Bring out Masayoshi Soken. Give him a cap.
All right, next up we got Scott White. You are up. Let's go.
Okay, what are the categories again?
Yeah, I can't see
protagonist,
shit.
Antagonist, world, music, combat, minigame, and mascot.
Oh, easy pick then. I'm going for minigame. Drafting Final Fantasy VIII's Triple Triad.
Oh, he took the plunge.
Damn it.
Well, I put that under mascot. That is also the mascot of Final Fantasy VIII, but... so some might say that's like picking your kicker first, you know, but who's
it's
to
like
say?
Picking the defense first, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, because I didn't use all that much time, is Triple Triad the best RPG minigame?
It might
be. Is there a better RPG minigame?
We may discover this in the process of this of this panel.
Want to play Blitzball?
You want to play Blitzball?
Sphere Break. There's Sphere Break.
Mm. The fuck is Sphere Break?
I don't know.
Fantasy X 2's mini.
Oh, shit. Yo, shout. Sorry, Ken. I fucked up. Damn.
Nadia Oxford, you are on the clock.
Okay, I'm going to pick World, and for that, I'm going to pick Xenoblade Chronicles 2's World, because...
Oh, shit. All right. Hey.
I mean, I did adore 3. It's a fantastic game, but I feel like Xenoblade Chronicles 2 World has so much more imagination. Like, the biomes are all different according to the Titan you're on. And all the Titans are living things. They feel like living things. And their health and their mood reflects the biome that you're in. And sometimes you have weird-ass surprises, like the constant of Tantel, which is underneath, like, the cloud layer and is always kind of cold and miserable because of it. Once in a blue moon, you'll get this fog that kind of creeps over the area, and in this fog, there comes a humongous, like, horrible monster beast that is, like, level 100, and it only appears when the fog appears. And it just, like, all these, like, little weird touches that are just so cool.
I have to say, I'm reading Nadia's notes, I'm sorry, and they're really incredible. I hope you share them.
Oh, it's titled RPG Fuckery, so...
And with that, Kat Bailey, you are on the clock.
Wow, this is a tough one, because Eric is sitting here right next to me, and he's going to go twice? So I feel like I need to nail my picks, or else I'm going to get sniped.
Could he have done this on purpose?
Oh, I knew it. I'm going to start with a composer or music, and the game I'm going to pick is Undertale.
Oh, damn!
So I'm going to get Toby Fox on here, which means that the music for my theoretical RPG is going to appear in like every game. So it's just going to be ubiquitous. And also, it goes hard. Toby Fox, let's go. So that's my soundtrack right here.
Hey, that's what's up.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
And with that, the commissioner is on the clock. I'm going to have to think about this, because y'all have put in some good picks so far. Y'all are doing good. Interesting that we've had two music picks already. Do we think that music is the strongest?
Yeah.
I mean, music defines an RPG.
That's facts, yeah.
Facts.
But is it strong enough that you would want to pick that first? I'm not sure.
I'm surprised if villain has not gone off the board yet.
I mean, villain, there's a lot of RPG villains, you know? There's a lot of good ones. I feel like it's not hard to find a good one. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe I'm off base. But Eric's going to hit that stop button because for his first selection of the 2023 Final Fantasy. 2023 Fantasy Draft, Eric is selecting the combat of Final Fantasy Tactics.
Ooh.
Tactics.
Hey.
Interesting.
I am saying from the beginning that we are making a Tactics RPG here, and I believe I go back on the clock again now.
So, question.
Yeah.
Is Tactics and Tactics Advance considered the same game?
No.
Okay.
No, because I very specifically select.
H2 is different too, as well.
Yeah. Specifically select the original Final Fantasy Tactics.
Good.
But wait. So, okay.
Uh huh. Are you trying to burn my clock here?
What I'm saying is, you don't have judges like with this one.
What do you mean, judge? Oh, like the judges in the combat.
Yellow card.
Yeah. No, look, as cool as that was, I don't know, like...
Damn, you struggle it, boy.
Well, no backsies.
I want that system where you can hit each other with rocks to get more powerful, because I think that's very potent and
worked on the schoolyard.
Damn right, worked on the schoolyard.
Chucking rocks at my friends.
Yeah.
Only the strong survive the schoolyard.
I've got 10 seconds. Anybody else got thoughts on this before I lock in my thing? stopping the clock, the commissioner locks in for his second pick of the fantasy draft. The Witcher 3 for minigame.
Oh,
Gwent!
Gwent. Witcher 3's main game, the minigame, and Gwent, the main game of Witcher 3.
Damn, powerful. Hot take.
Powerful.
I always stop when I get a Gwent deck, so I was just curious.
I know. Was there a different game that wasn't Gwent in that? Even CD Projekt Red came out and just made Gwent after that. They're like, yeah, should we put that in? Cat Bailey, you're on the clock.
Well, this is an easy one. For my party, I choose Disco Elysium.
Oh, what a mess.
Mr. Dubois and Kim on adventures together throughout a crazy world set to the music of Toby Fox. Let's go.
Ooh. Does that include Kuno?
Kuno!
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was really loud.
I mean, Kuno is a villain, right? I mean...
He's a sickle, that's what he is.
He's an antagonist.
No, the villain is that lady on the boat that wants to break up the union. Yeah. And also somehow the union leader. Disco Elysium's a complex game.
It contains multitudes, truly.
It's a land of contrast, thank you.
Nadia Oxford, you're on the clock.
Okay, for a minigame, I'm going to choose Blades from the Trails of Cold Steel series, the first game specifically. And I actually think that Cold Steel has some really great card games, but for the first one, to be honest with you, I also have this scene in my head where it's kind of like the Uno thing, where Reen is like, you know, oh, I have the oldest arsenal known to man. Like, you have Blades, you fucking dick. And that's Drusus telling him that. So yeah, I just have that scenario playing out in my head, and it's just a good card game.
Excellent.
Nice.
Well done.
Scott White, you're on the clock.
I think what I gotta do to make sure I offer the best product to fans and players in order to steal their heart, I'm going to use the music from Persona 5.
Oh.
Oh, question.
Fuck.
So could I draft Persona 4, or did he just claim all of Persona?
No, you don't get all of Persona. Just like there's still Final Fantasies on the board right now.
I see. Okay. Good, great music.
What's your favorite song from Persona 5?
Oh, Desert One. I can't remember. I'm not good at the names of the ones.
Rivers in the Desert.
Yeah. Wait, what did I say? That's not.
Wish that was available at the karaoke place last night.
We did do karaoke and they had Life Will Change, but they did not have Rivers in the Desert.
Oh, fuck y'all.
Y'all are there.
And did we sing Life Will Change? Yes, we did.
We did.
Of course we did.
It was magical.
Y'all finna get jumped.
All right. Speaking of,
am I on the?
You're on the clock.
Can I get a rundown of the categories again, real quick? My bad, I can't see shit. So,
You would like a repeat of the categories.
Yes.
This is on the clock, but party, antagonist, world music, combat, minigame, and mascot.
Mascot's the one I'm missing. Uh-huh, so uh-huh. Sure. What's that? That's nine?
That's seven.
I can't count. I can't count, brother. Seven? No, okay. All right. Goddamn. All right, so I'm going to lock down my party. And with the second pick in the ultimate RPG draft in the second round, Michael Heim selects Xenoblade Chronicles 3 for party.
Oh,
yeah. That's my game.
And I am the MVP. You're all thinking
it's a good one.
It's a strong party.
It is.
You got a favorite party member?
Do I have a favorite party? That's the tough part, is because all of them are almost as equally as good as each other, but Uni best girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Michael, you're back on the clock.
I'm back on the clock. Shit. Damn, now it's getting tough. Damn. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Who do y'all think the mascot of Persona 3 is?
Persona 3? It's the dog.
Gun. Good old friend Gun.
Wait, is Story one of the...
No.
Okay.
Because that's complicated.
Yeah.
30 seconds remaining.
Word. I feel you on that.
Setting.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, but... I probably got to sit on that and think about that for a little bit more.
15 seconds.
Shit. Damn.
10.
9. 8. Seven, okay.
7.
All right.
6.
Pick is in.
All right.
For my third pick there. In the Ultimate RPG Draft 2023, Michael Heim selects... Damn. Combat from Nier Automata.
Oh.
The combat of Nier Automata.
Okay.
Which some might argue is not RPG combat.
Yeah. I was gonna ask if we can pick unreleased games.
Controversial. We did decide up here that if you could justify that a game is an RPG, you are allowed to select it.
Yeah. That's just an RPG. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Eric, a lot of people were expecting Nier Automata to go undrafted, so this is a prime choice.
Shocking turn of events.
A bold move from the Haim
corporation. Bold move. Will it pay off? Let's see if it pays off.
But they really believe in this series, and they think it's gonna pay off, Eric.
Mm-hmm. It'll come back around. Watch me do this shit. I
believe in you.
Thank you.
Scott White, you are on the clock.
Thinking a bit outside the box with this one. I don't know if it's actually legal to do this pick, but I'm going to fly with it anyway.
That's unsettling.
For my cast, my party, I'm going with Theater Rhythm Curtain Call.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that you're
what
just
the
like
fuck?
All of the Final Fantasies.
All the Final Fantasies. You win.
Come on, no.
Here's your trophy.
Oh, the commission needs to confer.
Okay. Let him do it.
Yeah, that's a veto. We're not going to allow.
Okay, that works. Fine, party members, I'm going to give the people what Square won't, Chrono Trigger for my cast.
Oh, there you go.
Strong cast.
Chrono Trigger. Favorite Chrono Trigger?
Frog.
Yeah, Frog. Yeah. Okay.
Glenn.
I like the cave woman lady. I have not played that game.
Ayla, she's named after
cool.
a character in a series of romance novels.
Oh.
One of those romance, it's the kind of romance novels that your mom has on the shelf. You're not supposed to read them, but you know, you pull them down and you open them up in a certain passage. You're like, wow.
You cave couldn't people resist did things. A pit even on this panel, huh?
The real MVP of Chrono Trigger is Chrono's mom, though, for waking him up in the morning
and taking
to
care
go
of
to the fair.
Crucial.
That sets the whole thing in motion.
And taking
crucial.
Care of his cats.
Yeah.
Because you can dump a bunch of cats with her.
Oh. That's perfect. All right, next up on the clock, Nadia Oxford.
Let's see, I'm going to go for my battle system. I am choosing Super Mario RPG.
Oh.
And...
For what?
And that is because Super Mario RPG, I think, is just as important of an entry point to RPGs as Final Fantasy VII. A lot of people jumped on RPGs because of the game. And part of that is because of the battle system, which kind of really started the whole action trigger thing, which is a part of almost every RPG now. And it's just still one of the best action-based, turn-based RPG systems to date. It's still very playable, very clean, very simple, very, intuitive, and it fits into Mario's character and everyone else's character. Yeah, I think it just still holds up really well as a battle system.
It was party for, you said combat for Super Mario RPG, right? Mm. Oh, okay, Scott stole that one in the middle of the night. Thank you to the delegation. Cat Bailey, you're on the clock.
Okay, my first couple picks were pretty fast, but now I'm sweating a little bit because I have I'm going to go combat for this pick, but I have a couple choices in mind, and I'm going back and forth pretty heavily on them. One of them is Grandia, which I think is one of the best battle systems ever made and is incredibly influential. The other is the Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne's battle system.
Ooh, push turn.
Which the push turn system is excellent. So many tactics. Would I be able to also have the monster collection aspect of it as
20
well?
20 seconds, sure.
The recruitment aspect. Very well. I draft Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne for my battle system.
A good choice, a good choice. Unexpected choice, honestly.
I feel like my what did you expect me to pick?
Well, I mean, why Nocturne over the other Shin Megami Tensei?
Because it's better. I mean, I like Persona and everything, but it's a bit of a simpler version.
I said
version.
The other Shin Megami Tensei.
Also, Persona 5's off the board, so that was the best one of the that one. And Devil Survivor is also very good, but I would just rather have Nocturne. Yeah, and it cinched it once you said monster recruitment is in. So. Yeah, I want a monster recruiting game. Yeah.
Why not SMT5 though? You get more monsters and still press turn.
Sorry, which game?
SMT5.
Oh no, that's true. That's true. Oh no. Whatever.
The lock's in. Well, I think the commissioner's on the clock now. I gotta look. I'm gonna look over the categories here. We have already got everyone but Scott has locked in a combat system and minigame music already going real fast. I'm really surprised by some of this. Again, antagonists largely going unpicked here.
But the thing is, with
deep pool of good antagonists, I think. Yeah,
but deep pool, but is it a compelling pool? That's what I'm starting to wonder. Do we have real winners there?
And we know that any good RPG will always have that final villain, that final end boss that you didn't see coming and came out of nowhere anyway.
Oh, here comes God again.
So,
and he's pissed.
What is chaos again?
Oh, chaos!
Shit.
Look who just
forgot about Jack. Shit.
All right, well, the commissioner is locking in his pick, and it will be the world of Bloodborne.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Strong choice. Strong choice.
Yeah, this is one that I knew I wanted to draft, and I was just curious how late into the draft I could get it. But this was pretty much everything else here I've made up, but I knew that was the one I wanted for sure. It's the world of Bloodborne. Come on, everybody knows the world of Bloodborne.
Bloodborne was expected to go much higher in the draft, so getting real value from that pick from Eric Van Allen.
Yeah.
It's a real surprise. It locks out some compelling options for other draftees. They're really going to have to think going into the fourth round.
Mm.
I'm going to reset this clock here. Now I really do have to think because I have no idea where I'm going from here. Folks, what are some of your favorite music in RPGs? Just shout it out. Just shout things.
You're cheating.
What?
Bravely Default.
See, y'all didn't realize that you could just crowdsource your picks.
Wow.
Sesame Street.
Compelling. I like all of these.
Hell yeah.
I like all of them. They're all quite good. However, the commission is going to stop the timer and submit what I think might be a little bit of an out of left field pick here. For party, I'm going to say Tales of Arise.
Ooh, solid.
Interesting choice.
Tales of Arise, a complicated game, I believe. I do really like it, but I think its strongest factor is in its party. It has maybe one of my favorite RPG parties of the last decade or so.
Gorgeous game.
Yeah, fantastic game. Oh, if it looks like Tales of Arise 2, I'm going to be very happy because that game looks fantastic. But yeah, you got Angry Mask Man, Bullet Lady,
Punchy Punch,
Magic Girl, punch Boy,
Punch Kid,
yeah. Tall Man with Staff,
Cute Mascot,
Tall Woman with Shield. Memorable, all of them. Kat Bailey, you are on the clock.
Hello, yes. I think it's time to draft the thing that should have gone first overall. And frankly, I'm really insulted that it wasn't.
Oh, no.
And it's a mini game. And that mini game is Blitzball from Final Fantasy X. Oh. That's right. My characters will be traveling the world recruiting the greatest players to be playing in the best sport of all time, water soccer.
In this scenario, this is Harry Dubois and Ken Kitsuragi recruiting a Blitzball team.
Yeah.
Imagine him in a swimsuit.
Ah, oh, that's
and
compelling.
By the way, I have monster recruitment in this game, so I can recruit the monsters and have them play Blitzball too.
We're not even to the pitch
Jack
part
Frost
yet, this is very strong.
That
Blitzball?
Is a very, yeah, that is a, that's a strong...
So, like, I got a 2-for-1 in this one right here.
Kat Bailey playing the long game here. Nadia Oxford, you're on the clock.
Okay, I think for our next pick, I'm going to do Mascot, and I'm going to pick the Saber Kitten from Dragon Quest V, because it's just so heart-meltingly cute. And when you find it, there's two idiot kids just kicking this demon cat around and laughing about it, and it's just you rescue the little K-Cat, and he kind of comes along with you, he learns how to fight, and then there's like a twist around the middle of the story where you find him again after a long time. It's just a very heartwarming scene. It's, I mean, who doesn't want a big-ass saber cat as a guardian and a friend? It's just, come on, give me a break here.
I'm realizing now that this
Whomst
is
among
a
us.
Whomst among us, indeed.
So that was the Dragon Quest V kitten for mascot?
Saber kitten.
Saber kitten.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave kitten.
Interesting. Okay, so you picked Dragon Quest V. So that you get all of the creatures from Dragon Quest, I guess? Dragon Quest V, I guess?
Yes, they're all my friends.
I think we're going to rule that if minigame has to be specific, then the mascot also has to be specific.
Okay, fair enough.
But the Saber Kitten becomes a party member. So does that negate them being a mascot?
Pikachu's a party member.
So does Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy. Good for examples of a bad mascot, so is Teddy.
Morgana.
Saber cats are cute too.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
Scott White, you're on the clock.
For me, I'm gonna do combat, but I'm kind of torn. There's one system, Radiant Historia, that I think is a fantastic entry.
That's facts.
Much
yeah.
Like completely underrated, I feel, or perhaps one of the best systems Square ever invented that they never touched again with Final Fantasy XII's Gambit system. That's I'm kind of in between there.
The Gambit system. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think I have to go with just with like the Chrono Trigger characters. I think it would work better with we're going Radiant Historia for combat.
For combat.
Yep. Deep with the
what's up. Yeah. Oh, you just my bad.
Power train of thought just kind of went away.
So, quick look at the board before we get to Hyun's pick here. All combat has now been locked in. We have SMT3 Nocturne for Kat, Super Mario RPG here for Nadia, Final Fantasy Tactics for myself, Nier Automata for Michael down there, and Radiant Historia for Scott. How are we feeling about this? Anyone on the panel feel like they are the clear and away winner of this category?
It's going to be complete chaos.
I mean, I would play my games.
That's good a strong variety. Recommendation.
Good variety.
What I'm learning is that an RPG, it's almost is only as good as its party members or cast members, and I clearly have the best party members.
Well, I haven't selected mine yet, so.
No, it's true.
But it's do true, you have Tall Lady with Shield?
Give me time, I'll tell you.
Michael Heim, you're on the clock.
I got a real question over here. Who do you consider? Would you consider any of the starters in a Pokemon game as the mascot, or do you just say whoever's on the cover of that game?
That's a good question. I think if they're on the cover, they count as a mascot.
Do the starters?
If they are on a cover.
If they're on the cover.
Yes.
And fuck y'all.
What starter isn't? Oh, you know what? They did.
Come on, dog.
Yeah. Why did they stop doing that? That's kind of messed up.
what do I have left for my...
You still need to draft an antagonist, a world, a minigame, and a mascot.
Okay, sick.
You have 20 seconds.
All right. What's up? That's it. My mascot. Michael Hyam is selecting for his mascot in the 2023 Ultimate RPG Draft. My mascot comes from Pokemon Legends Arceus. My boy Rallet. Yeah. It's gonna be chilling with the party of Xenoblade Chronicles 3. You know the vibes. Let's go.
Is Rowlet really on the cover of Arceus?
Can't us.
That is an incredible assist.
I just want to thank God. I just want to thank my mom.
Normally, a normal rules association would frown upon this kind of interference, but I like the content, so.
Yeah. I just want to thank Kenneth Shepherd. You know what I'm saying? And my boy Rowlet.
And also God.
And God, yeah.
So Arceus.
God is good, yeah.
Arceus,
yeah. Arceus, yeah. Who took my cell phone?
I want to thank Arceus. Okay.
Michael, so, you're back on the clock.
I am back on the clock. I am going to select a villain so for my next pick in the Ultimate RPG Draft 2023. I am selecting the villain or villains of Final Fantasy VII.
Ah,
I'm saying
you just kind of grab them all there. Yeah.
So you're getting the Turks too?
Hell yeah!
Oh. There we go.
Turks. Get Sephiroth. I'm getting Shinra. Getting all of them.
Congrats! So. You got an energy company.
Yes. Take down an energy company, dog. I'm looking at my shit right now. I am drafting. Oh, y'all are done.
You just put an energy company in power.
Yeah. So
it's looking good. Does the audience feel like Michael Hyam has a strong draft so far?
They're haters. Yeah, I got haters. Oh, I got haters.
Interesting.
We do have one hater in the crowd. One Cam Hawkins. bearing the Falcom shirt.
Yes.
Not a lot of Falcom power on this panel right now.
No, I would think the music would have gone for Falcom.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in everyone.
Don't mention Falcom yet.
Ease would be a strong choice, I think.
Adol's boat for mascot.
They're at rest at the bottom of the ocean.
The second time that today I made a joke about Adol's boat.
You're right, the boat would be the antagonist.
Boat would be antagonist.
I hate you, Adol.
Scott White, you're on the clock.
Well, because Falcom was mentioned, I feel it's only right. Cold Steel has already been picked, so I'm going to go Trails to Azure with, for my mascot, we're going Mishy.
Yes, Mishy. I always put Mishy. When I'm playing any Falcom game, I put Mishy.
Little giant Mishy. Stuffed cat that has its own theme park.
M-I-S-H-Y.
Why?
Why?
There's actually a really interesting scene in Trails of Cold Steel where they talks about how one of the characters saying how Mishy was her childhood hero, and he was imperialized. Like, he turned into a war icon, and she's like, well, that sucks.
It's true. Mishy is used in propaganda.
He's a propaganda. Mm. He is. It's kind of sad.
Mm. But yeah, Mishy for life.
The system. You hate to see it done to a mascot.
Oh,
a mascot has never been co-opted for capitalism, ever. Nadia, you are on the clock.
Okay, for my party, I am picking the characters of Breath of Fire 3.
Oh, hey!
That's right, Nadia.
That's good.
And that is because, well, think about what a great mix-up you have here. You have a dragon boy, you have a big-ass gargoyle who's kind of going off to kill God after, like, questioning, why am I serving God? I should kill her instead. And so that's a fun little quest to drag along on. You have Were-Tiger Dad, who is absolutely amazing, great character. You have an onion. You have Dog Woman, who is an inventor. Yes, she is a dog, believe it or not. She's a grass runner. I think the females just all look like that for some reason. And yeah, it's just, you really can't go wrong. It's a good, solid selection. They all have their unique abilities. And again, Were-Tiger Dad.
The commissioner is doing some research.
Is Cat Bailey on the clock?
Cat Bailey, you are on the clock.
Just going to talk in third person now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look, my mindset right now, I've got my mascot. Nobody's going to take my mascot, so I'm very confident that I'm going to have that one at the end. And so now I'm kind of looking between the antagonist and the world. The world, or the antagonist is kind of wide open. Unfortunately, Michael stole mine. It's going to get Sephiroth. It would have been good. But so I'm going to hold off. So I think I'm going to pick a world, and I was kind of going, I really want to put them on a spaceship. I love the idea of having a spaceship, and therefore, my choice for world is Mass Effect.
She gets all the worlds.
Am I putting Kim and Harry Dubois on the Normandy? Yeah. Oh,
that's doomed.
Let's go.
That's good.
And we can recruit our guys for Blitzball on the Normandy.
Is it like an interstellar like Blitzball league, monster Blitzball league?
Oh, my God.
All water. You play in Europa. There you go.
Blitzball Battle Royale. Blitz Royale.
There we go.
Finna get Blitz.
You can recruit Reapers for some reason to play Blitzball.
Oh, shit. Okay. They're the referees.
Yeah, exactly.
You lose your planets.
I was going to say, there goes my plan to draft Mass Effect to make the Rachni Queen my mascot character.
Oh, so, right.
You hate to see it. I suppose I'm on the clock now, and I'm thinking about this, because I think this world I've concocted is a bit strange. I've got some very anime leads. I've got Victorian London horror with space terrors in a tactics RPG where they might be playing card battles against each other. Is there a Yu-Gi-Oh! RPG?
Yeah, there's Duelist of the Roses.
Duelist of the Roses does. Is Seto Kaiba an antagonist in that?
Isn't he always?
Screw the rules.
Because like he was the fill-in for like the bad French Empire that you were fighting against.
Oh, it's like historical fiction.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Set in historical France. For some
That's
reason.
Awesome.
Oh, I just got a really good idea.
10 seconds.
Yeah, no, I'm actually retroactively mad and wish I could erase one of my picks and make a new one, but for my pick, the Van Allen delegation is going to select Pokemon Platinum for antagonist.
Okay.
I want the Elite Four and all of the gym like trainers from Platinum in that region as my like antagonist.
That's
that
a
you were
very
doing
specific choice.
Against. Yeah, I just like
you just really love Volkner that much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gen 4 is good. Gen 4.
He has the best champion.
Yeah, yeah.
Cynthia.
Of course.
You also get evil Giratina's, like, reverse world.
That's true, yeah.
We've got Victorian horror Cynthia playing a card game against you, and how is that not good?
That's basically Yu-Gi-Oh! At this point.
I'm reverse engineering Yu-Gi-Oh!, so I'm taking Pokemon Platinum.
Set in Bloodborne's world.
Oh, do we have to...
Did you just take Team Galaxy as your antagonist? The most
sounds like your pick busted its knee in the first
In Eric's defense, I drafted Final Fantasy VII's villains, or like you take.
But the Turks are direct villains, whereas the gym leaders might not be considered.
No,
villains.
They're not villains. They're friends. Volkner is
depends
a friend. You just drafted Team Galaxy, my friend.
Can I pivot my choice then to remain within the Pokemon series, but if I'm choosing a team, I choose a different team?
Well, since we have a controversy, Team Valen Allen submitted the draft card and is now trying to take it back.
Hey, I said that rules will be made on the spot. This was something we established from the get-go. All right, I've got 5 seconds to pick, and I'll stay within Pokemon. The Van Allen delegation changes it to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet for Team Star, then. I would rather have Team Star as my antagonist.
Team Star.
And also, I think if I get the antagonist from that, I also get the antagonist of the epilogue that happens at the very end of that game.
Hey, don't say
that's
that.
That's my opinion. I'm not spoiling it because Michael Hyam has not played it yet and has to play it in front of Kenneth Shepard for Ken to feel joy. So
almost there.
Kat Bailey, you are on the clock.
Oh, this is a tough one. So, antagonist. Oddly enough, this is maybe the one that I've given the least amount of thought to. I was like, I don't know. I guess I'll pick Sephiroth. But a good antagonist really does so much for a good RPG. There's some strong choices still sitting on the board, I think. So I'm going to go with the one that comes immediately to mind, which is Kefka.
Yeah.
I think Kefka is a great counterpoint to Harrier and Kim. I don't know if they would know exactly what to do with. Look, I think Kim would have a lot of very dry rejoinders to Kefka's one-liners. So I think it could make for a really entertaining dynamic. And also, I like Magitek and that kind of thing. So if we could get Magitek armor snuck in there as well with Kefka, there we go. Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to clowns.
And the evil clown.
Yeah. Evil opera.
Definitely fits the vibe.
Good clowns?
No one said they were good clowns.
I get Ultros. I got Ultros.
Ultros is a fucking sicko.
You know what else we get is the second pick from the Van Allen delegation because he forgot how snake drafts work. Now I'm on the clock again, and I have to pick music or mascot, and I really don't know here. This is challenging.
Eric Van Allen drafting like the 2004 Minnesota Vikings right here.
I don't appreciate that sports dunk.
Even though it's dunking on myself?
Is a sports game considered an RPG?
Yes.
Like
depends on what you ask.
Establish this within the canon of the Axe of the Blood God.
If you can create a character and increase its stats by completing quests within the game and doing that, then that counts. Can we say that?
Listen, everyone's got stats in Madden.
All right, then, the Van Allen delegation is stopping the clock and choosing the music of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. We love to get up on the podium and pick it up. So,
oh my God. That's a hell of a pick.
All right, Nadia, you're on the clock.
All right, so I am going to do my villain pick. I am going to go with Porky from Earthbound.
I was waiting for Earthbound to finally go off the board.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, like, there's a million great villains you could pick. Like, you know, Luca Blight came to mind, of course.
Luca Blight's a good one.
Golbez, of course, is one of my classic favorites. But the thing that kind of attracted me to Porky in a bad way is that he is a shit disturber. The absolute worst kind of person who just wants what's bad for everyone. Like, sometimes villains have motivation, sometimes they suffer trauma, sometimes whatever. He just wants to be bad. He's a spoiled brat who has infinite power, and in this day and age, we all know what that is like, don't we? It's a problem.
I was seriously considering Earthbound for World.
Earthbound has a great world.
It's a great setting, but good villain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
Scott, while you're on the clock.
So I'm thinking, what could pose a threat to Chrono and company after destroying evil Space Slug? And one thing came to mind. So for antagonists, for the villains of this game, I'm going to go with Elden Ring.
Oh,
shit.
Who do you define as the antagonist of Elden Ring? Is it just the outer entity?
Elden Ring itself.
The existence of the video game.
Every grass blade that wants to kill you.
I haven't beaten it, so I don't know, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you do have, like, the outer... What was it called again? The outer entity, the whatever? The thing that's commanding everything. I forgot. Greater Will.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
That could fit.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the clock.
I'm on the clock, and I'm closing out my game, huh?
Yeah, you gotta make your last two picks here.
Which are minigame and...
World and minigame.
World and minigame. All right. Question. Mm-hmm. Since Cold Steel and Crossbell Arc have been drafted, if I were to draft Trails in the Sky for World, do I get y'all's World too? Because it's all in the same world?
I think it's wild.
Liberal,
yeah.
So just like the continent, yeah. I think that's
damn. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You're right.
That seems fair. Yeah.
Okay. Well then,
thank you to the delegation.
This motherfucker said, "Well, actually."
Hold on, you're filibustering Iam's time right now.
I know, bro. I know. I've played these games, dog.
Okay. 10 seconds.
I've locked in my picks. So, for the next pick in the 2023 Ultimate RPG Draft, Michael Hyam selects. Goddamn, what am I looking at? Oh,
I'm on to
Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic.
Ooh.
For minigame.
Oh.
Can you... Oh, damn. Y'all don't fuck with Pazak? Y'all don't fuck with Pazak? Come
Too
on.
Too much
now.
Math.
That was a pivot.
It's a lot.
I didn't. I was, I was like, I was typing KOTOR into World, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, what?
I like that High End is just pure chaos at this point.
Damn. I got some haters in the building. So that's why. Man.
All right, y'all back need to learn on the clock for World.
Okay, this is going to be another left turn. I know I got mad haters, but we're going to win a championship. Trust me. Trust the process. So, for the final pick in the Ultimate RPG Draft of 2023, Michael Heim selects Deus Ex for World.
Oh. Interesting.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So,
very unconventional process.
Thank you. So, you know, Deus Ex takes place in the real world, but what I think I've done with my RPG is that I've set up villains who have who would fit into the Deus Ex world and still have a fantasy element to it. And we have a diverse and thoughtful cast to lead the charge, taking down corporations and sexy, evil, white-haired villain man with long sword in a gritty, real-world cyberpunk world where...
We're not pitching the full game.
Sorry.
But it also got Rallet, so...
Okay.
Step up, and you can play Bazaar.
Scott White, you're on the clock for your last pick.
Okay, so Chrono has dealt with time, traveling through time. Chrono Cross dealt with parallel dimensions and whatnot. So I feel like the only logical explanation or like kind of progression of that would be to take it to space, right?
Chrono space.
So to keep them on their toes and still dealing with a lot of zany locations that would still kind of make sense where they fight Elden Ring monsters. I'm going to go with Rogue Legacy from Level 5.
Wait, Rogue Legacy?
You mean Rogue Galaxy?
Rogue Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. That's different. Yeah. I love Rogue Galaxy.
I saw it in my head and I was
Rogue
like,
Galaxy.
Wait, what?
This was like an Oscars moment where it's like, oh, the card, read the card wrong.
Yeah. So that's my pick for World.
Nadia Oxford, you're on the clock for your last pick.
I guess it's the music, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am so tempted to do a very deep cut here, and I think I'm going to take the plunge. I am picking the soundtrack from Ragnarok Online. Yeah.
I respect it.
It is just so like techno 90s, early 2000s. It's just absolutely perfect. It's has some great dungeon themes. It has a song named We Have Lee, But You Don't. I don't know what that means, but it's a great song. Such a great soundtrack. I absolutely recommend that you listen to it sometime when you're just like, you know, kind of bored or whatever.
Fascinating. It's Kat, it's down to you and me, and we only have mascots left. So
it's
I'm
true.
Curious to see what your pick is as you're now on the clock.
Yeah, I'm overthinking it, but I think I'm going to go with my original choice. I choose Baldur's Gate 2, or specifically I choose Boo, the miniature giant space hamster, as my mascot. We can double as a villain, too, I think. This is where we can see Boo's true form, and Boo will go for the eyes in this game. So Boo will be traveling around with Kim and Harry Dubois on the Normandy, playing Blitzball.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually.
And I don't even have to start the timer, because the Van Allen delegation will be locking in Repeat from Tales of Vesperia as his selection.
Choice, Smoking Dog.
Repeat the Smoking
Best
Dog.
Boy.
We had to make sure to have that. So we're going to go down the row now. Chaim, pitch us your video game. You have drafted the party of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, the antagonist of Final Fantasy 7, the world of Deus Ex, the music of Final Fantasy 14, the combat of Nier Automata, the mini game of KOTOR, and the mascot of Pokemon Legends Arceus.
We got a game of the year on our hands. Listen. All right, so this is the pitch process now?
Yeah.
How much time do I got a time limit on that? Or?
Don't go too long.
Yeah. I won't go on too long. Okay, so I see a lot of synergy between the world of Deus Ex and the villains of Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same villain out there, you know, corporation, sexy men. And, well, I don't know, the people of Deus Ex aren't that. So Bob Page. Bob Page can't get it, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So we have the villains of Final Fantasy VII, which we can also include the evil corporation. And in a dark, gritty, cyberpunk world. Now, the party of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, they have very serious side. They also have a lot of levity. But I also think that the technology that they use in the world of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, the characters actually do with their powers, kind of parallels a lot of the augmentations that we see in the world of Deus Ex. So there's synergy there. And the music of Final Fantasy XIV is wild. It could be anything. We could have Papa Ya on that thing. We could have
Just put the Alexander Raid music over it. You're good.
Yeah, there's a wide range of... There's so much diversity in the music of Final Fantasy XIV. It could be whatever the hell I want it to be. I'm going to hit up Masayoshi Soken. Like, listen, bro. The world is yours. So here's the thing. Combat about Nier Automata. Now, I got some haters out there for that, and I understand. I get it. But the thing is that Xenoblade Chronicles 3, if that can be turned into a pure action RPG, that would be sick. And swapping between all those different characters and having a platinum-style action system, tell me that's not fire right there. But also, on top of that, Nier Automata has those phase transitions where it's a bullet hell shooter also. Mm. You're controlling a mech, so there's a lot of diversity that also synergizes with the mech stuff that you get from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. And each character can do their little fusion thing. And I think that would be a lot of fun to play.
Do you have a name for your video game?
Oh, damn, I didn't
know. It can be a working title.
Project.
Squaresoft announces.
Project. I'm gonna go with Project.
Project.
And also Rowlet. It's gonna be a companion character, and that's all you need to know about that.
Project, and also Rowlet.
Yes. Project Rowlet. Yeah.
Scott White, pitch me your game. You had Chrono Trigger as your party, Elden Ring as your antagonist, Rogue Galaxy as your world, Persona 5 as your music, Radiant Historia for combat, Triple Triad for minigame, and Mishi as your mascot.
Mishi.
Yeah.
So,
Gazuna.
We set up, the party discovers... Gets a letter, who knows, then we'll determine. But basically, the object is they have found that Lavos was sent by someone, an Elden Lord. far in the galaxy, they're like just discovering that other planets really exist. So they need to upgrade the epoch to take their adventure to the next level. Going to space, right? So then they'll have to jump between worlds, trying to find these Elden Lords, trying to get to the apex of like who sent Lavos and like his home world, right? So that no other planet is destroyed by Lavos's kin. So with that, there's a lot of time jumping between planets. So the epoch got installed with a really good speaker system to blast smooth jazz from Persona as they're going from planet to planet. And Mishi, the AI of the epoch that has been put into, basically deals out packs of Triple Triad cards so they can also keep themselves occupied and spread the gloriousness of Triple Triad to every planet they visit, right? And then eventually they get into just glorious spectacles of tactical positional combat with Elden Ring characters and dual techs. So, and the name? Chrono Break.
Nadia, you had the party of Breath of Fire 3, the antagonist of Earthbound, the world of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, the music of Ragnarok Online, the combat of Super Mario RPG, the minigame of Trails of Cold Steel, and the mascot of Dragon Quest V.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Pitch me on this game.
I'm going to do my best. All right, so first of all, you have the party of Breath of Fire 3, which is very lively, imaginative, kind of fits in well with the world of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which, again, is also very whimsical. And whereas the party is basically, you know, walking animals a lot of the time, the lands are kind of animals in themselves, so they work out well together. Porky is a character who wants, as I said, wants what's good for everyone, and he can travel between time and dimensions, as Mother 3 kind of demonstrated. So he's probably on this world making trouble, like, you know, sowing discontent the way he does in Mother 3 with the televisions. Just kind of like being subtle about his takeover and, you have the party saying, hey, you know, something ain't right here, especially because Ray is the best dad ever and he has good parental instincts, except when he ripped apart that guy. But yeah, so you're accompanied to with the soundtrack of Ragnarok Online, which again is like just sweetly, sweetly early 2000s and again fits, I suppose, these guys because they're all late 90s. And you got the battle system Mario RPG, no problems there. And your mascot, of course, is your saber kitten, who would get along really well with Ray for obvious reasons. And I think it would be a very simple but charming story. And, you know, maybe it'd probably get dark and screwed up the way that Earthbound does at the end. But hey, that's the fun of RPGs.
Do we have a name for this RPG?
Oh, Porky says that's all, folks.
Cat Bailey, you drafted The Party of Disco Elysium, the antagonist of Final Fantasy VI, the world of Mass Effect, the music of Undertale, the combat of SMT3 Nocturne, the minigame Blitzball from Final Fantasy X, and the mascot, a hamster from Baldur's Gate 2. Tell me about this game.
Well, what I have created is inarguably the greatest RPG of all time. In this game, Kim and Harry Dubois, having finished their adventures in Disco Elysium, go into space with Normandy, where they find Kefka is trying to take over the galaxy. It is all set to the music by Toby Fox, which means it's a kickin' soundtrack. And because the developers apparently wanted to enhance, have an actual battle system this time around, they decided to bring in one of the great battle systems of all time, which is the SMT3 Nocturne battle system, which means that we get monster recruitment in this one, which means that we can recruit Elcor, Reapers, the whole nine yards. Oh. And then to top it all off, we have Final Fantasy X Blitzball, in which you have even more recruitment, because I love recruitment in RPGs. It's the best thing. If you give me a giant pool of monsters and characters to just bring into my party all the time, I will just do that. I will sweat and think about, like, well, what do I want my party to be and everything? And we have such a strong anchors between our heroes and our villains. And then to the cherry on top, the tiny, sweet, little miniature giant space hamster, Boo, as our mascot, traveling around with him in the Normandy, recruiting people for Blitzball. I mean, who doesn't want to play this game? I want to play this game. So there we go. That's
Do you have
my
a name for this game?
Oh, Disco Effect 2 Nocturne.
Well, as your commissioner, let me tell you about this game that I drafted with the party of Tales of Arise, the antagonist of Pokemon Scarvi, the world of Bloodborne, the music of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, the combat of Final Fantasy Tactics, the minigame of Gwent, and a mascot in Repeat. Now, I'm going to do something and twist my minigame and combat together, because what I'm envisioning is that the world has been overtaken by great evil. Eldritch horrors are setting upon it, and they unleash these terrible things, almost paradoxical things, like they're coming from both the past and the future to destroy humanity. And so what a wily band of adventurers have to do is use cards to summon the monsters and fight them. They learn how to do it from a smoking dog named Rapide. And they do it all to ska and punk music while trying to find out just exactly where these eldritch horrors from the past and the future come, and how exactly it happens, and also that they need to figure it out how it all happened to ska music. So we're going to call this 52 card, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. With that, audience, you get to decide now. Is Hyam's draft the winner? Let's hear some applause.
Hey, come on. Hey, let's go, let's go. Hey.
Is Scott's draft the winner?
You don't want more Chrono Trigger?
I'm sorry you hate Chrono Trigger, everyone.
Is Nadia's draft the winner? Is Kat's draft the winner?
Oh.
Is my draft the winner?
God damn.
There you go, you got it.
I think that is a resounding win for Kat Bailey.
Hey, give it up for Kat Bailey. Go for the eyes, boo!
Winner of the Blood God. Well, you were the winner of the Blood God Olympics, right?
Was I?
Yeah, weren't you? I don't know.
Yeah, let's just say that I was.
Yeah, just take the trophy.
That's two for two. Disco Effect 2 Nocturne.
I want to say my one regret was that I realized halfway through the draft I should have picked Yakuza Like a Dragon for my party.
Oh, shit.
And with that, we will thank all of you and leave you for the rest of your packs. Enjoy the rest of your packs. Have a wonderful time. Thank you. We are Axe of the Blood God.
Thank you for coming. Yeah.